more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Morley Robbins. And Morley certainly talks on jigsaw magnesium. Now, magnesium is essential for health, and about 80% of the American public is deficient in magnesium, according to our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. And one of the products that Dr. Blaylock recommends to counter the deficiency of magnesium, which so many people actually have, is something called jigsaw magnesium, which is basically a time-release magnesium, the tablet. And Sydney and my family takes it, and we think it's a great product. And, of course, we take it primarily on the recommendation of Dr. Blaylock. But they do advertise with us, and with us this morning is one of the representatives. Or I shouldn't say he's a representative. He's a gentleman who studies magnesium, has been working with it for some time, realizes its importance, and it's amazing what one capsule can do, because this has an influence on your brain, on your bowel, certainly has an influence certainly on the entire function of your body. And certainly just one, if you take too much of it, why, you'll have loose stools. But if you don't take the right amount, why, everything seems to work ever so much more efficiently. And very few people understand that certainly our diets are deficient in magnesium. It's been taken out of the soil, and no effort has been made to supplement it. In fact, there's so many things about our health which are very, very well-kept secrets, and certainly the Federal Drug Administration is not going to do anything at all to ensure that we are healthy. Well, Morley, thank you very much for being with us again this morning. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little about yourself, your background, and then, of course, about magnesium and why it's so vitally important to our health.
Well, good morning. I'll be happy to do that. I'm a former hospital executive of 32 years. I worked in hospitals for 12 and then was a consultant to the hospital industry for 20 years. And was pretty good at helping those organizations get bigger and better. And then had an epiphany over a frozen shoulder that introduced me to the amazing world of chiropractic. And I discovered how much I didn't know about the healing process. Stepped off the allopathic grid 4 years ago, became a wellness coach, and then discovered magnesium, the mineral magnesium, by way of an important book that I read. I think, Dr. Stan, you have it on your website, by Carolyn Dean, called The Magnesium Miracle.
And yes, we actually carry the book. We have some time because we think it's important, and they can get that by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927, just for the book on magnesium, but go right ahead.
Yeah, it's an amazing overview of the mineral, but it inspired me to move on and read another 18 books and 450 scientific articles on magnesium and magnesium deficiency. And what I've come to conclude is that the entire field of healthcare, entire field of medicine as we know it, for the most part, runs on an engine of magnesium deficiency. Anytime a cell begins to lose its natural ability to produce energy, the cell starts to get diseased and it eventually dies. And when it dies, inflammation is invited in to try to clean up the mess, and then calcification comes in to patch up the problem. And that's what's happening all over our body. And I read an interesting article yesterday morning by a nutritionist by the name of Ray Peet, one of the foremost nutritionists in the country probably. And he made an observation that at the age of 90, there's 30 times more calcium in the arteries of someone who is aged 20. And the significance of that is that calcium and magnesium are on a seesaw. And when one is down, the other is up. And magnesium is pretty much what runs our bodies. It's activating, in the literature, what you'll read is it's activating 300 enzymes. That was a fact that was established by Dr. Wacker, who is a professor of medicine at Harvard. But I think since then they've realized that it's far more pervasive. But the point is, about 80% of our body runs on the mineral of magnesium. But under stress, we lose magnesium. It's just the way the body is wired. And so as we go through life, we face more and more stress. We face the stress of, you know, our 20s trying to figure out who we are and starting a family, and then the 30s and 40s trying to pay for all those issues that are about being a family. And then in the 50s and 60s, there's all sorts of other challenges that we face. And all the while, if we're not careful about our diet, we're losing magnesium and we're increasing calcium, as evidenced by what's happening in the arteries. And there's no more important part of the body for magnesium than the heart. There's 18 times more magnesium in the heart than there is in all of the blood of the body. And the heart is absolutely dependent upon magnesium to create energy to keep the beat going 24/7.
Well, then why are people, why aren't people getting enough magnesium through their diet?
Well, I think there are several reasons. In part, the soil doesn't have the same mineral content that it had 100 years ago. Commercial farming is very hard on the minerals, especially magnesium. When you most fertilizers have nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, NPK, and they make it very difficult for magnesium uptake by the plants. Then the next insult is to process the food. When they refine grain, they're refining off the minerals, and you lose about 80% of the mineral content of the grain. It's actually why we were supposed to eat grain, was to get the minerals. And then they've added food additives and sugars, which put a metabolic tax on our body, and we need minerals to break down those toxins.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Morley right here at the American Freedom Network.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, freedom. I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
537, the number of votes that changed the course of American history.
Decision 2000, election month.
Florida is too close, too cold.
The difference between what was and what could have been. So this year, if you're thinking your vote won't matter, well, back then there were probably at least 537 people who felt the same way.
My plan cuts spending and asks the wealthy to pay a little more so we can pay down the deficit and rebuild America. I'll protect Medicare, never turn it into a voucher, and invest in education and training for jobs here in America, not tax breaks for sending jobs overseas.
Today is Election Day. Go vote. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And remember to bring an ID. To find your polling place, visit vote.barackobama.com or call 855-OFA-VOTE. So don't stay home. Vote.
This is a make-or-break moment for the middle class.
The president is right.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Well, I just talked to Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the purpose of globalization is to send our jobs overseas. During the last decade, they've closed down about 40,000 American manufacturers of 40,000 plants. Those plants have gone overseas. This is part of the globalization plan that the elite have to raise the living standards in other countries and lower them here. And unless you understand that there's a small little group that controls our country, what they call the Trilateral Commission, they merge with the CFR, Bilderbergers, the others, but there's only 87 trilateralists, and yet, of course, 11 of those were on Barack Obama's cabinet and certainly his close advisors when he came into power. But the same thing will happen no matter who the president is. They've dominated every presidency since Jimmy Carter, and certainly between 77 and the year 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of this little organization, the Trilateral Commission, with only 87 members. Do you honestly believe that happened simply by accident? Well, let's get back to Marley Robbins, and we're talking about the importance of magnesium in our diet. Something you're never going to hear from the media, you're not going to hear from your doctor, because he frankly doesn't know. As a physician, I will tell you, I go to meetings every week, and I've never heard a discussion on magnesium, and yet 80% of the public is certainly deficient on it, and it's absolutely essential for the function of our brain and of our heart and certainly of our bowels and about the functions of every cell in your body. Go right ahead, Marley.
Yeah, and I think that what's important, just to amplify what you're saying, Dr. Stan, is that it is not being taught in medical schools. And how do I know that? My oldest son married a newly minted physician this summer, and she is clueless about magnesium and magnesium status and magnesium metabolism. And as best as I can figure it out, they stopped incorporating it into the curriculum back in the 80s, and there's all sorts of speculation about why, but the important thing is there's some amazing research that was done up to that point, and then it hits a brick wall. The research still continues, but the best research, some of the leading research, is being done outside of America, maybe with the exception of the Alturas up in SUNY Downstate, Dr. Kahi at Vanderbilt, Dr. Rood out in University of Southern California. I mean, there's some noted luminaries in this country. But for the most part, it's being done in Europe, Japan, Australia, well outside of the U.S., and in part because of the restriction that Big Pharma places on funding research. Magnesium is, I didn't believe it at first. I was like, well, of course it's everywhere. Well, it's not. It's not in the soil. It's not in the food. It's no longer in the water. As soon as you start putting chlorine and fluoride into the water, you destroy the ability to have magnesium. And so then the added assault now is over 50% of the prescription drugs used in America are activated with fluoride. And that 10 years ago, it was 20% of the drugs. So that's a big jump to go from 20% to about 55% of the drugs. And these are all the brand name drugs. And as my younger son, who's a, he's earning a PhD at Stanford in biochemistry, as Tom tells me, he says, Dad, the only time we use fluoride in the chemistry lab is when we want to kill enzymes. It is, in fact, kept in a bottle with the skull and crossbones. And we see that image in the cartoons and we laugh, but in fact, in a chemistry lab, it is the most toxic chemical that chemists can work with, and yet they're pouring it into our water. They're pouring it into our mouth with dental treatments. They're pouring it into our mouth also through dental, or the toothpaste. And the real dark side is that processed food that most of us take for granted, the food that comes in a box, a can, or a bag, is in fact processed. Well, the precursor to processing food is a slurry. You got to make it kind of liquid. Well, you got to have water to do that, and most processing plants are both located in municipal settings that rely on fluoridated water. So it's all over the food system. And the challenge is that fluoride, by its very nature, is the most acidic chemical on the planet. What does that mean? It means it robs electrons. It's really a rogue agent. Magnesium is its chemical antagonist. And what fluoride does in the body is bind up magnesium perfectly. And the Russians figured it out at the turn of the century, and they used to feed the circus bears fluoridated water so they would be more docile. The Germans heard about it when it then was used in the Gulag camps of Russia. The Germans heard about it and used it in the concentration camps, and the Americans heard about it from the British Secret Service, who were the first to go to the concentration camps, and that's when they started putting it in our water.
And ladies and gentlemen, they put it in our water because it makes you more docile. You don't question things.
Right.
It also decreases fertility, and one of the major functions of our invisible government is to lower the population and decrease fertility. And they don't allow the fluoride in Europe today anymore than they allow genetically modified food. They want to protect the health of the people in Europe. And, of course, they use certainly the fluoride in our water, knowing full well that it lowers intelligence, it decreases fertility, it increases the incidence of cancer, it disrupts our endocrine system, it decreases sperm count. They can measure all of these things. All of these things are solid, certainly things that you can verify. Go to fluoridealert.org. It's put up by a professor of chemistry, former a professor of chemistry, fluoridealert.org. Understand they're poisoning you, they're poisoning your children. But the other thing is, of course, that they are not telling you about the advantages of magnesium, but they're certainly not telling you about the disadvantages of fluoride. Go right ahead, Morley.
Yes, and I think it's important for the listeners to understand that medicine, for all of its recognized qualities, it's a really big business. It's $3 trillion a year in revenue, and that's about 20% of our GNP. And illness is really good for business. And so it's very hard. And again, I was a part of this industry and really truly felt I was doing good until I stepped back and looked at it from afar and realized, oh my gosh, there's no motivation to keep people well in this country. The motivation is to keep people just sick enough to keep coming back for medication, but not well enough that they don't need the medication. And so people become trapped in the system. And my partner is a chiropractor who's a nutritional specialist, and we have a nutritional practice that we work with clients. And it is very humbling and very almost overwhelming at times to see how toxic and how fatigued and how compromised people are in this country because of the food they eat, because of the medications that they're on, but most importantly, because they don't understand how their body works, how dependent it is on magnesium, and the fact that the fastest way to reduce your magnesium status in your body is to deal with stress. Stress is a magnesium vampire. And stress causes hormones to get created, and those hormones, by their very nature, cause magnesium loss. Why? Because the mechanism is called fight or flight. When you're under stress, again, you have to go back millions of years of programming. The body was designed to run from the tiger or fight the tiger. And that's why there's a sensation when people have aches and pains in their shoulder and aches and pains in their upper thigh, that's cortisol collecting in those muscles because that's where the energy is needed the most. And that's what cortisol does, is it releases energy so you can fight or you can run. But what happens is when there really isn't a tiger and it's just a paper tiger and it's a paper tiger all day long, the body gets completely depleted of its minerals, especially magnesium. And then all sorts of bad things start to happen. The enzymes can't fire. And when the enzymes can't fire, you can't make hormones. And then you've got all sorts of metabolic imbalance that causes people to have to go see their doctor. And because the doctor doesn't understand how the body really works, they get medication that only adds to the imbalance. And then it just becomes this self-perpetuating wheel that the person gets deeper and deeper and deeper into their imbalance, and they can't get out. It's a real challenge to try to reverse that, but it is reversible. But it takes time and discipline and real focus on getting minerals back into the body. In fact, it's why we drink water. Again, go back in time. Our ancestors drank water not just because they were thirsty, they were hungry for minerals. And that's what was rich back, you know, going back thousands and thousands of years ago. The sources of water had lots and lots of minerals in them, and they restored our mineral base. And we need to do that every day. And so it's important to be thinking about magnesium-rich foods, but because of the challenges of the limitations in the agricultural system, it's also good to supplement with magnesium. And that's where products like Jigsaw Health are so powerful. It's why Dr. Blaylock is so supportive of it, because he knows how effective it is in restoring magnesium status, which then begins to build a more solid foundation for the body to work. In my humble opinion, after, you know, 4 brief years of being a wellness coach, if you can get a solid base of minerals, but especially a solid foundation of magnesium, a lot of problems go away. People are able to digest their food better. People are able to eliminate their food better. The whole concept of constipation is tied to magnesium deficiency. People sleep better. Why do they sleep better? Because serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter that's important for activating sleep, is a magnesium-dependent mechanism. The last step requires magnesium in order to make serotonin. Well, it's like, wow, who knew? But no one's telling us that. And so it becomes particularly important for people to just embrace this. And what I've come to realize is that so much attention has been placed on calcium for the last 40 to 50 years, that all I'm doing is putting a spotlight on its biological partner, which is magnesium. And in fact, you can't live without either calcium or magnesium, but all we've heard for 50 years is take more calcium. And when you take too much calcium, it makes it very difficult for the body to absorb magnesium. Don't shoot
my telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have any question or comment on this subject. But magnesium is vitally important. 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium, and you really need to seriously consider taking magnesium supplements, as I and my family do. But again, our number is 877-254-7524 if you have a comment on this. We wonder why so many Americans just don't feel well today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, are they progressively poisoning us? They're poisoning us by putting things into our diet, putting things into our water, putting things into our air that will have a toxic effect, and then not telling us lots of important things about our health. And one of them, of course, is the importance of minerals, and specifically magnesium, which has been systematically depleted from the soil for many, many years and has not been adequately replaced. Our guest is Morley Robbins, and who do we have calling?
Hello, I'm Don from Denver.
Hi, and, Don. Denver, how are you?
Number one, but just to let you know, I'm also a nutritionist. And one of the things is a little
Hold that thought. We'll be back as soon as we get through the break here.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, freedom, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Well, Dr. Stan, here we had a caller from Denver. Is our nutritionist from Denver on the line?
Yes.
Oh, did you have a question or comment?
Well, number one, I couldn't 100% more agree with your caller about magnesium and as well as a lot of the other minerals. But one of the things, two things I would like him to address and see if there's some answers I'm overlooking. Number one, Even when you go to the store, let's pretend you get one of the best ones I found is magnesium glycinate. If you look at the, when they always say you're taking a tablet, it says like 400 milligrams. But that's not necessarily the elemental magnesium you need because there's the weight of the rest of the glycinate molecule. So how many milligrams of magnesium are you recommending people try to get every day that's weight of just the magnesium? Because, like I said, when they attach it to various other molecules for absorption, that changes the molecular weight. Number two, with other nutrients we need, what have you found is that the relationship may be between magnesium and how much magnesium the average person needs, or I shouldn't say the average, people that get migraine headaches?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Marley, would you like to address that
sure.
question by our caller?
Two great questions, Don. Thanks for calling in. You're absolutely right. There is a an issue of how much elemental magnesium you get, and the better supplement companies actually will tell you. But a good rule of thumb is that a lot of people take supplements that have magnesium oxide, and unfortunately only about 10% of what's listed as the magnesium oxide actually gets absorbed as elemental magnesium.
Correct.
The chelates, however, particularly like magnesium malate that Jigsaw does or magnesium glycinate that you're talking about, you might get as much as 60 to 80% absorption of elemental magnesium. It's a much higher ratio, and there are studies that back that up. Albion Minerals has studies. I've seen other studies, and you can find those on the web. But the key is it's well over half, and I think I've read it as high as 80% of the weight of the combined form there is, in fact, elemental that gets absorbed. In terms of your question about how much do people need, again, the first question, there are two questions that precede it. How much do people have in their body? And I'm a strong proponent of people either getting a hair analysis or a magnesium red blood cell test to find out where they're magnesium status is. The second precursor is how much stress are they under? Are they under a lot of pressure with finances, a lot of pressure with marital or relationship issues, a lot of pressure with a disease or something like that, which is going to add to the need for magnesium. But the answer that you're looking for is I have read in repeated studies that a therapeutic dose for magnesium is two times the RDA. The RDA for women is 320 milligrams. The RDA for men is 420. So for women, you're looking at least a starting point of 650, I round up, and for men, 850. And then the other spectrum that you can use is to take the person's body weight, the number, like I weigh 180, and multiply that times 5, and that becomes milligrams per day.
That makes
sense. With respect to migraine, the world's authority on migraine is a gentleman by the name of Alexander Malskop. He's based in Manhattan, and he has the Headache Clinic, or Headache Center, I think it's called, the New York Headache Center. His research is that about 70% of migraine is caused by magnesium deficiency, and I think someone who is suffering from migraines, that would be a good place to start, and again, go back through the steps. What is their magnesium status? What is their stress level? And then begin to work with the magnesium. The other thing that I would add real quickly is I don't advocate going from 0 to 650 or 0 to 850 overnight. I think it takes a couple weeks to, as Dr. Stan says, allow your body to adjust to it so you don't get any kind of untoward result in the bathroom. But I think it's a mineral that responds very quickly to adjustment. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, and I really want to thank you for coming on. And Dr. Stan, just very quickly, thank you very much for your excellent ministry and all the work you do to bring us good information. Thanks again. Goodbye.
You're more than welcome. Morley, you want to put a plug in for the Jigsaw Magnesium? Certainly, this is a time-release magnesium, and the only reason I'm interested in it at all is because Dr. Blaylock had recommended this specifically, and of course, Blaylock's a personal friend. He has no financial interest in any of this, Basically, of course, Jigsaw Magnesium is advertising with us. I called them after Russell had told me about it, and they've been with us. And would you like to go ahead and get their telephone number out? Then we have another caller. But
yeah, happy to do it. Jigsaw, you can contact them at 1-866-601-5800. Again, 1-866-601-5800. Just a very talented group of individuals running that company, and I believe in their product. I mean, there are other forms of magnesium that I feel very strongly about, but I'm very happy to speak on their behalf, only because so many of our clients have responded well to the magnesium malate that they make.
It's a time release tablet, and that's the difference between the Jigsaw magnesium and the sort of magnesium we actually carry through my ministry. But it's a time release magnesium. We do have another caller. One more time. What was that telephone number again? Then we'll get to our caller.
Yeah, 1-866-601-5800.
Okay, fine. If anybody wants more information, they can always check with my ministry. Now, who do we have calling in?
Good morning. This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I want to ask Maury a question about magnesium. Has he ever run into any patients in his four-year homeopathic experience that have had adrenal fatigue and they've taken this form of magnesium and had positive results with it?
Well, the thing with adrenal fatigue, the adrenal glands are ruled by sodium and magnesium. And it's the ratio of sodium to magnesium that is the key. And what happens is, if you take someone who is adrenally fatigued and you start pumping a lot of magnesium in their body, the ratio starts to get inverted and they're going to get more tired. So the important thing here is to make sure that if you have clients that are dealing with adrenal issues, you need to give them adrenal support. And there are many products out there. There are adaptogens and the herbs and what have you that are very effective at supporting adrenal recovery. And it's also beneficial to give them magnesium, but it's got to be in a balanced formulation with the adaptogens, so they don't drive their adrenal ratio even farther into the negative. Does that make
sense?
I'm
looking at the label on this multivitamin.
Uh-huh.
It's consists of the magnesium part of it consists of magnesium oxide, magnesium lactate, magnesium citrate, magnesium amino acid, oligofructose complex.
But do they tell you how much of each? Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
Good Sabbath. The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
Well, Dr. Stan, we had a caller with us. Are you still there? Yes. Yes, go ahead. You were asking about the... apparently, this product has a number of different types of magnesium. And does it tell you what percentage is magnesium oxide?
No, it doesn't, Dr. Stan. It basically says it's 200% of the daily... it says DV, and that's
daily value.
Minimum
daily
requirement.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Again, go back to what Don was saying. It's going to weigh 200%, but how much are you actually getting? I think he's absolutely right to pull back the curtain and say, well, how much am I really getting? You'd have to go back to the company and say, give me a breakdown of what the elemental magnesium I'm getting from this product. And they will have the research, but they're going to wince when they get the call, because it's suddenly going to reveal that their product probably doesn't deliver nearly as much as you think it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does that answer
really
your question?
Look out, companies that are telling you the truth about what they're actually delivering.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Maury.
You bet.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, our number is 1-877-254-7524, and we have another caller.
Yes, good morning. This is John from Northern Colorado. Two questions for your guest there. What is the relationship between magnesium and niacin and magnesium and vitamin D3? And I'm going to listen and I'm going to get off the line.
All right. What's the relationship between magnesium and niacin? What's the difference in the relationship between magnesium and vitamin D3? Go right ahead.
Yeah, magnesium and niacin requires magnesium to activate it. Truth be known, all the vitamins have a mineral that activates them, and magnesium is critical for B1, B2, B3, B6, B9. And actually, a lot of people don't know this, but the precursor to vitamin B12 is a protein called cyanamide, and it requires ATP in order to flip it into the B12 that we know, and thus it's also magnesium dependent. The issue with vitamin D, it's a fascinating topic. In order for sunlight to convert the cholesterol that's under our skin into the prehormone cholecalciferol, it requires magnesium. Then the cholecalciferol moves to our liver, where it is then converted into what's called the storage hormone. It's called calcidiol. It requires magnesium to do that. And then the third step is when it goes from the liver to the kidney, and the body says, I need more calcium, therefore I need more hormone D. Well, that step to go from storage hormone to active hormone called calcitriol requires magnesium. So every step of the way of converting sunlight into vitamin D requires magnesium. And the key is that when the body is showing that its storage level is low, which it will show up on it's called a 25-hydroxy vitamin D blood test, it's measuring the storage form. And the reason why it's low in most people is because they have too much calcium in their blood. Why do they have too much calcium in their blood? Because they don't have enough magnesium in their diet. And that is a key relationship that most practitioners, whether they are alternative or allopathic, have failed to understand about the subtle message that's coming back from these blood tests. Does that answer your question?
A gentleman hung up. He wanted to take
Oh, okay.
The answer on the air. Our telephone number, if you're out there, is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And would you like to get that telephone number out once again for Jigsaw Magnesium, which is a time release? Most of the magnesium products that you'll get through regular channels are just simply magnesium. You absorb them. The Jigsaw Magnesium is a time release. In other words, it doesn't certainly absorb all at one time. It's slowly over a period of some time. What's the telephone number for the product?
Yeah, it's 1-866-601-5800.
And one more time.
1-866-601-5800.
And you might mention that you heard about it on Radio Liberty. We hope to keep them as an advertiser. But I wouldn't be having them as an advertiser if I didn't believe in it. And the only reason I believe in it is because Dr. Blaylock has told me on several occasions that he thinks it's a very effective product, and in fact, he takes it himself. So we actually don't take a lot of advertisers, and we don't take them at all unless we really believe in their product and have some verification that it's a valid product. And again, certainly if you're out there in the listening audience, you would like to know more about magnesium as a essential mineral, which most people are deficient in. Why, give us a call, and we do have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, I'm from Denver.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you, Dr. Stan. I was calling in to find out what are the natural sources of magnesium that you can get without any preservatives, chemicals, or
additives. What are the natural sources of magnesium?
Yeah, good natural sources are seafood, halibut, oysters, shrimp are good sources. Sea kelp, sea vegetables are also very good sources. Grains, but again, a lot of people are spooked by grains because of gluten. But buckwheat and millet are very good sources of magnesium. They have 7 times more magnesium than
We're going to have to let our caller go because we're getting all...
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Okay, and I would simply comment that we do carry a book. It's called Magnesium. Not that expensive a book, but it lists everything you need to know about magnesium. So you can give us a call at 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Just get the book on magnesium. It's easy reading, but it'll give you all the information you need to know about the importance of magnesium. Do you have a parting thought for us, Morley, before we let you go? I guess we're out of time. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You take care. Have a great day.
After all the noise, you've now got a clear choice. 4 more years of unprecedented spending and borrowing, burying your children so deep in debt they may never dig their way out. Or a better way. Here's something to think about. In 4 years, Barack Obama racked up over $5 trillion in new debt, more than any president in history. There's $51,000 you and every member of your family now owe. And the trillions more in red ink Obama would run up over 4 more years. Now think about Obama's crowning achievement, Obamacare. A big government plan that puts bureaucrats between you and your doctor and increases taxes by $1 trillion, the biggest job-killing tax hike in nearly 2 decades. Is that moving forward? Mitt Romney. Real change from day one.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the 2 most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, we hope you enjoyed the program this morning. We do carry the book on magnesium. We think it's excellent, and it's easy reading. It's a small little paperback book, but it'll give you the information you need on this subject. Then, of course, we do carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, A Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We carry his book on aspartame, excitotoxins, and The Taste That Kills, and then his a book, certainly, on the treatment for people who are getting cancer, and they're all three books are, pardon me, people who are getting treatment for cancer, taking chemotherapy and radiation. Our telephone number is 800-544-8927. 544-8927. If you need to get these books, and believe me, they're excellent. We use them all the time. Dr. Blaylock's done an excellent job of analyzing this. I knew Russell when he was still a practicing neurosurgeon, and then, of course, he retired and went off into trying to do fundamental research, and he's done a lot of great research, simply reading what other people have written and putting it out there. All of this information is available in the scientific literature, and the average doctor never hears about it. Why? Because, of course, the medical organizations, the medical journals are controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, and the last thing that they want is for you to realize that you really don't need most of the medicines they're putting out, the trillions of dollars worth of useless and dangerous medicines, if you simply ate right and took the right minerals and products, why the health of the American people would improve and improve dramatically. A beautiful example of that is the Lipitor scam that tells you and tells the doctors why you get 30% less heart attacks and less strokes if you take our product, Lipitor. What's the difference? Well, it's the difference between 3 in 100 people who get a heart attack or stroke and 2 in 100 people who get a heart attack or stroke if you do take the product or you don't take the product. That's only 1% difference. Well, but the difference between 3 and 2 is 30%. And they lie, ladies and gentlemen. The doctors have never read the package insert. You need to understand Lipitor did far more harm than good, and the only reason it was 1% difference was probably because of the anti-inflammatory effect of the Lipitor having nothing to do with lowering the cholesterol, which of course affects your brain. You need cholesterol. Your body puts out cholesterol. That's what God intended, and they're poisoning your liver with the Lipitor. That's what it's all about, but you're never going to hear that, and your doctor doesn't know it. And you need to get the information, and you need to help us get it out. On so many issues, we talk about these things regularly. But the books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, the book on magnesium, and certainly the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kill, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our radio programs there 24 hours a day on the Internet. You can listen to us on cell phone if you have an iPad, an iPhone. If you have an Apple TV, a $99 product. You can plug into your television and listen to Radio Liberty 24 hours a day. We don't expect you to do that, Well, we want you to get the information and help us get it out. Tell others about our program and pray for America, but please pray for Radio 7 Air Vision and our protection until tomorrow. We'll be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money,